1952 in Croydon. There was bomb sites still around from the war. November that year, food was scarcely off the ration. Two boys ran out to Robert's store. Craig, he was just about 16 years old. Blandly, he was 19. But Craig had a shooter stuck in his pocket, made him feel more like a man. Out on the roof of Barlow and Parker's, somebody saw them there. In a matter of madness, the police had arrived, and when they saw them, you can bet them boys were scared. Craig, he shouted that he had a gun, then he thought about the movies that he'd seen. Back at Farrell, Lord, they signed the rifles out and arrived very quick back on the scene. Some of the police got onto the roof. Bentley knew that he could not escape, so he gave himself up and they put him under arrest. Then he begged his young friend Chris, won't you do the same? Ah, give me the gun, the sergeant cried. Let him have it, Chris, poor Bentley said. But a shot rang out, well, it tore the night in half, and the poor policeman was a lying dead, dead. Both was found guilty of murder. Craig was too young, not yet a man. Though he was under arrest when the fatal shot was fired, Derek Bentley was judged old enough to hang. Bentley, he was judged to be a man. January in Wandsworth Prison, when they took poor Bentley's life, some people shouted and some people prayed, some people just hung their heads and cried. Are you mad on our behalf who sanctioned that boy's death? There's still one thing left to do. You can pardon Derek Bentley, who never took a life. Who Derek Bentley cannot pardon you. Derek Bentley cannot pardon you. Not a 52 in Croydon town. There was bomb sites still around from the war. November that year, food was scarcely off the ration. Two boys went out to rob a store. Two boys went out to rob a store.